Hello and welcome to the TFB Spotlight interview. And with me today is Stephanie Anderson, and she is from Business Sense Incorporated. And she's agreed kindly to share with us her story in her bookkeeping business, and really her business is so much more than that, but we'll hear about it. So let's just jump right in. So as I mentioned, it's Stephanie Anderson of Business Sense Incorporated. She's a QuickBooks training and consulting firm, and really they do everything QuickBooks, including bookkeeping services. Now, she's based out of Spokane, Washington, and she's the president and CEO of her business, and you'll hear why that's important in a few minutes. She started the business in 2008, but she's been in business since 1988. And also, she just, as of the time of this recording, was designated as the 2017 U.S. Firm of the Future by Intuit, and also is in the running for the Global Firm of the Future. So congratulations on that, Stephanie.
Thank you very much. And thank you for this time to talk to you.
Yes, and thank you. Thank you for agreeing to do this. And I should give a little background in that Stephanie and I were talking together. Actually, it was around using value pricing. And then we started to get to know each other a little more. And I asked her some of her background about her business. And what little I've heard, I can't wait to hear the rest of the story. But what I heard of her story, I was like, oh, we need to do an interview, because Stephanie has really come so far in her business. It's not by accident that they are named the Firm of the Future in the U.S. So I am just really excited to share this story and have Stephanie share with us her story to the TFB subscribers and readers, because all of us, I believe all of us as bookkeeping services and accounting professionals, that we really learn from one another. And we have our struggles, but we also have our triumphs, and we're all in it together, both to grow our business and to support our clients. So let's let Stephanie's story unfold. So we'll start off with, why don't you give us a little background on your business and why it is that you started your bookkeeping business? Take it away.
Okay, so a little background on me. On my business is, well, I've been in business, like you had said, since 1998. So I married into a family business and learned about QuickBooks and started using that product and hired consultants like us to help me use QuickBooks, because I bought it and I didn't understand what it was supposed to do. So our first company, we had 50 employees, and I wanted to run payroll because I didn't want to outsource it anymore. So I hired my first consultant, gosh, that's Dawn Ashpole.
People know Dawn. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So she was our consultant in our business, ran our financials and things like that. So anyways, I got started and hired her. She helped me out. We started a few other businesses after that, and then I would have to learn how to do the financials. And so that's kind of was my background, always with my husband, and sometimes we had other partners in different types of businesses. We got into the construction industry. We had a manufacturing company. So all very complex types of businesses that taught me how to expand and how to use QuickBooks to match all those business practices. And then I hired EBS and Associates out of Portland. They were another consulting firm. That's Denise Louder was her name. And she's still around. And so she helped me with these other businesses. So that's how I got started. Every time I would hire those consultants, they'd always say, why don't you come to work for me? You'd be really good at this. And I thought, wow. Oh my gosh, what? No, I can barely manage what I'm doing. But then it came to the point in 2007 where our kids were both going off to college, and my husband said, it's time to get a job. You need to get a job someplace else besides working for us. And so I called up one of those old consultants, and I went to work for Dawn and just said, I'll do whatever. I don't know what I'm doing. I got certified in 3 years of QuickBooks. That was my goal because I wanted to go to a QuickBooks conference. So I... But I just had that in my mind. I had to get certified in 3 years. So I took all of those tests at the same time. Anyway, so that was the starting point. Our business, we had a construction business at that point, which was a terrible time, obviously, with the economy. And so I was thankful that I had started this. And then we decided to move from Portland, Oregon to Spokane, Washington, where then I was on my own. My first goal was to try to find bookkeeping clients in a brand new city in what was in the worst economy ever. And my husband had lost his job. He had always been in business for himself, but through the terrible downturn in the economy, he had taken a job with a company here in Spokane and then was laid off 10 months later. And so, yeah, so it was just kind of, we had two kids in college, and so I started this business. And yes, I started as a home-based business and had trying to figure that out. You know, do I have clients come to my house, which sometimes I did? Do I go to a client, their business? Before I had moved to Spokane, what I had done is looked for accountants in the Spokane area that maybe needed somebody to train their clients with QuickBooks. And so I met up with one of those CPAs in town, and he just started referring some business to me. And that's how the business was started. So it was QuickBooks consulting basically in the beginning. And I think I was, I think maybe a year or so before I then decided I wanted to hire an employee, because that's my intention from the very beginning. Well, you know, you learn. But my intention from the very beginning was that I wasn't going to be the person doing the work. I was going to grow the business beyond me.
That's key. That right from the beginning, would you say that you had that thought in your mind because of your experience with the previous businesses with you and your husband?
Yes.
How many, how many businesses did you have before you started this one? Or were you part
of? I would say there was probably eight businesses. And some of them failed. You know, like I did Discovery Toys for a while. You remember Discovery Toys?
Yes.
So there were things that we did that failed, but we just did on the side. Yeah, we had lots of that. And we'd always had rentals all along. And so we had grown that to 100 rentals, and that's very, very big and a lot to do inside QuickBooks, but we managed the whole thing. So anyways, it's... We generally have a few businesses going even now.
Yeah, I was going to say, how many businesses do you have now?
Well, my husband has a realty firm of his own with staff. I have this business. We have some rentals. We we're involved with the company, this building that we own. That's another business that we started. And always looking, you know, out there looking for maybe businesses that we can complement or help along the way. So we have a couple things we're considering right now.
Excellent. Well, there's a couple things I can see right here is that, for one big one, is that you had an abundance and still have an abundance mindset, that you're always looking for what else is out there and you're always expanding. And, you know, even when things got a little bumpy because of the economy, you were still expanding. So that's fantastic.
I mean, it took a while. It took a while to get over that disappointment and the humiliation and the letting people down. Having to let people go in our business to say we're failing, and so we have, I mean, that was just, that was horrible. And so that took some healing to get over that time. But I think the abundance just comes from always looking ahead and seeing all the positive stuff that's happening in our industry today, how exciting it is. Instead of thinking about everything that's changing, it's just huge opportunities for all of us involved with Intuit and bookkeeping and accounting. It's wonderful.
Yes, I absolutely, well, you know, I absolutely agree on that. What would you say was the biggest challenge you faced when getting your business started, your bookkeeping business started?
I'd say not thinking small.
Oh, and, really?
You know, just when you do something, I'd say that, or maybe failing. You know, when you make a mistake with a client, feeling that sense of failure, instead of being humiliated and thinking I'm not adequate, I can't do this, to just learn from it and say I'm sorry when you made a mistake, and make it right with that person, but take in what you're learning. I think the other thing is really start to look at what your strengths are. You know, what are you good at, and what do you like to do, and do those things. Don't do the other stuff that you hate to do.
Okay, so now you made me want to ask another question, which is, okay, what was there a strength that you discovered that you didn't know you had, as well as maybe a weakness that you didn't know you had from working in this business? Because you had experience with different businesses, but mm-hmm, what about with this business? What were the surprise strengths and surprise weaknesses?
I'd say leadership and the authenticity that people see in me, that they know I care about them. I want them to grow, my staff, my clients. So I'd say that's a strength that I didn't know people could see that. Mm. You know, I thought I had to say in words, but it's just, they see, it comes through. And I'd say a weakness is, oh gosh, which one? I have a lot of them. I'd say, it's true. I'd say sales and marketing. I didn't realize how hard that would be to pick up the phone and, you know, make that part happen in the business.
Yes. Yeah, you mean proactively.
Proactively.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. Thank you. I appreciate your authenticity in sharing that, because that's not an easy question, I think. What tip would you give someone who is just starting out in their practice? Is there anything that you wish you had known?
I wish I would have known that it's okay not to be an expert at everything in your business.
Yes.
You know, there's about 8 pillars of a business that you need to know something about. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's okay. It's okay that you don't like everything, that you can't do everything. And I would say outsource. Outsource whenever you can. Yes. Well, just think about it. Like, if there's something that you don't know how to do, or you don't even know how to learn it, find somebody that you can pay that can do it for you for a period of time. If it's important, I mean, I think in a business, the most important things are sales and marketing and knowing your finances. I mean, those are pretty much the top 2 things. And we ask clients to outsource their accounting to us because we're the experts.
Exactly.
They have to have a finger on it. We have to be able to tell them what's going on in their business, and they need to know which direction they're heading. But if it's something you don't enjoy, don't do it. And you know, the other thing that just came to mind that's important, I think, you don't have to be perfect. You can just be an okay bookkeeper. Because if you constantly try to be perfect, then you're never going to move ahead or learn. So, you know, just be good enough, or be okay. I'm sorry to say it that way. It's probably not what your clients want to hear.
Well, no. I would raise the question to me, because, of course, many of us tend to be perfectionists. I'm a recovering perfectionist. And we're always looking for excellence because, of course, we know, especially in bookkeeping, not as much in the accounting, you know, with CPAs, but with bookkeepers in the U.S., at least, we don't, you know, there's no laws that regulate who can call themselves a bookkeeper. There are a lot of bookkeepers who are not very good. Where's the balance, would you say, between an adequate bookkeeper and one who's not good? Like, how do you know when you're good enough? Because many of us suffer from the thought that I don't know enough, I have to learn more, study, 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 and we're trying to get so good at the technical part, but then we struggle in our business, because you just said, well, you have to do your marketing and you have to know your finances. But many of us are focused on the technical aspects of being an excellent bookkeeper. But if you're not excellent, how do you know if you're good enough?
So I think it's really important, the management part, understanding the financial part of it, other than tax, because when a customer needs to look at their financials, that needs to be relevant to them all the time. And the tax is just something that happens once a year. So what I mean by that is, if you're not the best at that, hire people that are good. You know, my staff is much better at what they're doing than I am. I can look at a financial and I can tell them areas that maybe we need to revisit. When we do our management review, we do that with our clients. But just recognize, you don't have to be 100% perfect on everything, because you will never be that.
Yes.
Never.
Yes. So do you and your firm, because it brings up the question of specialization, which is a big one as well, because most of us are generalists. Is your firm Do you serve all types of clients, or do you have a specific focus?
We're nicheifying somewhat. I mean, we stay away from retail, mm-hmm. restaurants, bars. We stay away from that. We have a specialty in construction because I understand right. that part.
Of course.
And then nonprofits, service-based businesses. So we're starting to kind of nicheify a little bit, but I think that I haven't decided. And mm-hmm. so we have different bookkeepers that understand different aspects. So nonprofit is easier for them. So I think there is some specialization that's happening. I wish I was better than mm-hmm. I am.
Actually,
I'm just not 100%.
It sounds great because generally finding a niche is a big question for bookkeepers and accountants. And many of us are afraid, like we're afraid to have to turn away clients. But like you said, you can't know everything, and it becomes easier when you do have specific knowledge in an area because it's a win-win. So of course, to me, construction is perfect for you because you have a background. You know what it feels like to be that type of client. So it makes sense. But something else you showed, which is smart, is that you don't necessarily have to know what you do want if you know what you don't want. And it usually is easier for us to say, well, I don't want that. And sometimes it's by, I'm guessing in your case too, I'm definitely in my own, battle scars. Like I know I do not want manufacturing. I hate working with manufacturing companies. but it's a great point that you can have several areas that you focus on, and then over time it narrows down. And, you know, there's nothing that says we have to focus on a niche, but I just wondered because you know, bringing up some great points in, you know, and how to run the firm, and based on experience. Now, another question you mentioned about your staff. Tell us a little bit how you went from, because you started it just with you, and you said in about a year is when you hired your first person, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And how many? And they're employees, or are they contractors, or both?
Mostly employees. I have one contractor that lives in Seattle mm-hmm. who helps us with QuickBooks conversions, so converting from legacy software mm-hmm. to QuickBooks Enterprise. So she helps with that, and that's her specialty. She's much more organized and understands the bigger picture, and so she helps with that. But everybody else is an employee of our company, and I like the team approach, so we come to work every day, we have each other's backs, we help each other out, and I entertain the idea of having remote staff, mm-hmm. but you just lose that connection, which mm-hmm. I think is really important.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so are your clients all in your geographical area, or do you have clients all over the country?
We have clients all over the country, and we have a client in South Africa. So that's
wow, international.
Interesting. Yeah. Yes. But most of them are pretty much in the geographic area. In the construction industry, we're helping a lot in different cities and states. Mm-hmm. We have a restoration company in New York. We're working with a big consulting company that has 4 locations around the world. And then, so we're starting to expand our boundaries, and that's a wonderful thing mm-hmm. about QuickBooks Online is that, and all of the other software that attaches to it, because, you know, now you get pictures coming in, you can look at things, receipts, and it's wonderful. So we love that part of the business.
Excellent. And in your bio, it mentioned that you do everything QuickBooks. Do you support any other online software?
No. As far as accounting, no, we only support QuickBooks.
Yes, very good, very good. Yeah, because again, sometimes we're afraid if a client comes in and they're on Sage, you know, that will, or Xero, and we're thinking that we have to take on, you know, work with that software because that's what the client is using. How do you deal with that kind of a situation?
We offer them a conversion to QuickBooks Online. Mm-hmm. I do offer training in Zoho books, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. but it's mainly because we understand Zoho CRM and we use that in our firm.
Right.
And so generally if somebody comes to me and they're looking at Zoho books, unless they're a very simple type business, we're going to want them to use QBO and plug that into Zoho CRM.
Yep. So that's just a side note. Does Zoho's CRM integrate with QuickBooks Online?
Yes, it does.
That's news to me. Yes. Thank you. See, I always learn so much from these interviews as well. So what big success or battle story would you have? What would you say is your biggest success and or battle story that you'd like to share over the years? Because you've been in business for a while.
I was named the Entrepreneur of the Year in our chamber locally. That was a huge success for me, because when I started my business, my husband worked with me on the marketing part of it, because that's mm-hmm. his specialty. And so he was with me for a while and then went off and started his real estate company. And so I'd say that's the first thing that happened on my own. Mm-hmm. So he understands. We've always been in business together, so we have somebody to talk about different things with. But that was mm-hmm. a success that happened after he had left, because I kind of felt lost for a little while, you know, like, right. This is, oh no, now this is everything that these are all my things now that I need to do. But it was a good time. It worked out perfectly.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. That's excellent. What about a battle story? You know, something that you really learned from?
Oh, there's so many. Holy cow. So many. Taking on a point of sale client that had 3 locations and wanted to use their old hardware. I mean, that was a huge, like, you know, the things that you know you shouldn't do that you think, oh, I'll do it anyways. I'm smarter than everybody else. And boy, did I pay for that in hours and hours of time that, you know, I should never have gotten involved.
Yeah.
So that was a battle scar. Yes. Yeah.
But you learn from that. And I'm guessing that's partially why you say we don't take on retail.
We have a few that we support that are on point of sale, but we don't want the nights and weekends. I mean, we just have a couple that we just support with the point of sale side of it, mm-hmm. but we don't want, you know, all the stuff that comes along with retail, nights and weekends. We don't want to work outside of our normal business hours.
I'm with you. I don't do retail either.
Well, yes, and here's another terrible thing that happened was we had a point of sale that we set up, and they bought another seat because they were expanding, and it happened to be Mother's Day weekend, and our daughter was graduating with her master's, and the client called us and had a problem, and we had to take care of it. So that was like, no, not doing that again.
yeah, it's true. Very good. Well, thank you again. Thank you for sharing that, because you're showing the transparency and authenticity, and that's what's so valuable and what I love about our community, because we are open and we share. And it helps us. We learn from one another. So thank you. Also, if you had to start over from scratch again today, because you do have all those years under your belt, what would you do differently?
I would hire an administrative person the day I started my business. I wouldn't try to do, I mean, I just remember before I hired my first admin, I brought on a couple of bookkeepers and trained them up to be bookkeepers and consultants, and I was still taking all the phone calls. It was crazy. Oh, wow. And I would have hired a business coach the minute I started my business too. I'd invest in those people that have more knowledge than I do and can help me in my business.
That is smart. Smart, smart. Thank you.
No, I just I'm still learning. Lots of battle scars.
And so now that you had to take on, and it was kind of a shock, if you will, to have to take on that marketing and sales part because of your husband had taken care of it previously, like, what did you find was most effective when you had to take it over?
Having systems in place to contact, you know, to get in touch with clients, to have a CRM system that works for you. And I'm not, don't think that I have this figured out, because I don't, and just know that. But the only thing I know is that you have to constantly be doing that, because you don't want your business to have those ups and peaks and valleys, because you struggle when you have that. So I think that's important. And then kind of getting out of my box.
Yes. And you were doing primarily your marketing was local, right? So it was with the Chamber of Commerce.
Yes. We did marketing there, and then we had those contacts where we were getting clients referred to us by a couple of accounting firms, and so it was more local. But this was, you know, my husband left probably after about 3 years, so it took me a couple of years. I was struggling, trying to keep it all together and figure out how I was going to do that part of it as well, and then I started hiring experts in marketing to help. You know, before I could bring on a staff person to kind of manage it more. definitely.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. You know, thank you. I'm so glad you said that, because so many accountants and bookkeepers, when you say, well, you know, what's your best form of marketing? And they go, oh, referrals. I get referrals from clients. Whereas you had your husband who was doing it for 3 years, so that got you a little bit of a basis, but you kept doing the marketing, the true bringing in the business, where you were more in control of it versus just hoping clients would refer to you, correct?
Yes, and you just can't hope. And honestly, during the time my husband was with me, he would say to a client, yes, we could do that. And he'd come back and say, can you do this? And I would have a panic attack. Like, I don't even know what you're talking about. Of course, I figured it all out, but just trying to be real here because that would happen. But he pushed me to beyond my comfort zone, because otherwise I would have just, you know, loved to be in the basement doing one thing.
Yes.
Don't talk to me, anybody. But yes, it kind of pushed me to get beyond, you know, my limitations, my self-confidence issues.
And that's a big one. I would say the biggest challenge in general that most of us face, self included, is that our own confidence, that we don't have it. And would you say that you're an introvert or an extrovert, or somewhere in the middle?
I'd say I've had the test and I'm exactly in the middle. I mean, I love to be with people, but then I need to have that downtime where I don't talk to anybody too. Yeah, mm-hmm, definitely. Mm-hmm.
So you know what it's like with that. You got to push in order to go more on the extrovert side for the marketing. But do you think that introverts are at a disadvantage then to be promoting their services?
No, but you have to recognize that those are your limitations and then take steps to get beyond it. So if you need to take a Toastmasters class, take a Toastmasters class. If you need to be, whatever you need to do to get beyond yourself, you have to do it, because we have everything inside us we need. Yes. We really do. Mm-hmm. And if there are things, if there are training or technical things, we can learn those things.
Yes.
But it's just that we limit ourselves by not thinking, where do I want to be in a year from now? And just have that visualization of where you want to be in a year propel you through all the stuff you have to do to get to that point. It's very important.
So would you say it was your vision that helped you to push your own comfort zone?
Yes, because I wanted to have a great place to work for my staff. I wanted to care for them. And so that was one of my motivating factors more than anything, because I just had one of my employees yesterday tell me that her husband was talking to her about something and said, thank you, Stephanie, for that information, you know, because that's me, not her. But it's like, I have talked to her about things enough that now she's able to help her husband in his business. And I just, I think that's wonderful. So, yes.
Yes. Excellent. Excellent. So let's move a little more to the technical side in your business, especially because you are working, you have clients all over the country and even internationally. Are there any specific tools or websites or software that you found helpful in your business?
Anything that's cloud-based that helps. So, you know, you have to get a good CRM system, have processes in place to communicate with your clients internationally in some kind of a timely fashion. So yes, we use quite a few different things, and I don't know if you want me to name them.
Yeah,
but,
please do.
The OCR. Okay, so HubDocs is life changing. Receipt Bank is great. T-Sheets, IOP, the time tracking in IOP, those are wonderful things. I'm probably leaving out a lot. Entryless, Bill.com. These are great products that help. QuickBooks Online is wonderful because it gives you the opportunity to plug all those things into it.
Mm-hmm. And so are you using any kind of a client portal
for documents? We use Dropbox.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Dropbox. Terrible, okay. But I know. That's what we use.
A lot of people use it. So I just, you know, I wondered because to me personally, I think it's a key tool that we need is some way, if you're working virtually, is some way to share the documents back and forth. So do you have any final advice for any bookkeepers or accountants who are just starting out, maybe as a solo practice? What advice would you give to them so that, or those who maybe have been in business for quite a while but are still kind of struggling, what would your best advice be to them?
My best advice would be to read the book Traction or Get a Grip to use that as a tool to grow your business and help you on paper be able to verbalize to your clients and to your staff where you want to go, what direction you're headed in, and get everybody on board in the right seat, you know, rowing in the same direction.
Okay, so does that mean that you really should have, that goes back to the vision idea. Would you say that you have like a mission for your business?
Yes, we do.
What is it?
Our mission is to, let me look at it, it's on the board, empower small business owners to employ America by giving them the tools they need to achieve their hopes and dreams.
Excellent. And do you find that that is like a grounding force for you and your team?
Yes, it is.
Excellent. Excellent. And I've neglected to ask you, how many now in your business do you have on your team?
There's eight of us.
Wow. Congratulations. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Stephanie. I so appreciate your help in hearing everything that you've been through. And I know that this interview is going to be very popular. So if anybody wants to get in touch with you, what's the best way that they can do it?
The best way to get in touch with us is bookkeeper@businesssense.co.
Okay, excellent. And we will list that on the blog post as well. So once again, thank you so much for spending the time with us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And vote for us for the firm of the future.
All right. Will do, for sure. And so you'll be at QB Connect for this year, right?
Yes, we will be at QB Connect.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.